from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to a discussion of Parshat Toldot, Giving and Getting. In this week's Parsha, we have Yitzchak giving Yaakov blessing, the Brichot Yaakov, V'yiten lecha Elokim, may God give you, Mishmanei Aretz, from the fats of the land, Mital HaShamayim, from the dew of the heaven and the fats of the land, Rov Dagam V'tirosh, and lots of grain and wine. What does it mean for God to give us? And what does it mean for us to give? Let's see if we can understand this blessing, and maybe it could teach us something about giving as well. So what does it mean, V'yiten lecha ha'elokim? So first the Medrash notices that the subject is inverted. Usually you say, Elokim yiten lecha. Here we say, yiten lecha ha'elokim. Who's going to give you? Elokim. So they say, maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it means, yiten lecha ha'elokim. What should God give you? Ha'elokim. Should give you God. What does that mean? Some take it in the secular sense, that God should give you, but the word Elohim means kale, strength. God should give you strength. More mystically, God should give you of himself. God should give you something of himself, so to speak, so that we should be able to be truly blessed. So this is lesson number one about giving. When we give, we try to give a little bit of ourselves. The Svasemis takes in a different direction. He says, Yiten lecha Elokim. May God give you that anything he gives you, Elokim, there should be godliness in it. That's our job as Jews, to find God in everything. You have a piece of cholent on Shabbos, a piece of kugel, gefilte fish, herring, chopped liver. You try to find the God in it. You eat it for Shabbos. You eat it for Yom Tov. And you eat it in order to be healthy. And therefore, you're finding the godliness in every single thing. The Svasemis always points out that the Torah itself comes with God. Lekach tov natati lachem. I gave you a great gift. The Torah is a special gift because it comes with the seller. It comes with God. Second pshat is found in Rashi, is found in Medrash. V'yachzor v'yitin. Why does it say and yitin? V'yitin lecha. What did he say before? What do you mean and? Well, he wasn't saying anything. All of a sudden he says and. So, and means he should give you, and he should give you again. Piatetzner Rebbe was a rabbi who died in the Warsaw Ghetto and lived in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was writing in the Warsaw Ghetto. He writes this book, Ish Kodesh. And Rabbi Kalman Kolonimus Epstein, Piatetzner Rebbe, he says as follows. He says, living in the ghetto, they go through one action, one part of the ghetto experience, and they survive. And then they realize that surviving ordeal number one only brought them to ordeal number two, which is even worse than ordeal number one. So you say to yourself, what was the point? I was so happy that I was saved from problem number one, let's say deportation, but now I'm facing starvation. I'm glad I survived typhus, but now someone's going to shoot me, God forbid. So he says, V'yachzor v'yitin, the bracha is, they should give you a bracha now to answer your prayers now and tomorrow as well. That it should be a type of prayer that's answered, not just for now, but for the second stage as well. There's this idea that you should give and give again is found in the idea of giving, of tzedakah. Patoach tiftach, you should give and give again. If we give charity to someone and then they come back the next day and say, you know, you gave me $75 yesterday, but I need another $50 today because I got a new bill and I had. So you don't say, get out of here. What do you mean I gave you $75 yesterday? You say to him, Patoach tiftach. You open your hand again, you open it again. Even 100 times, says the Medrash, even 100 times. So the second rule of giving is we give of ourselves and we keep giving. You got to keep giving. Some say that it's better to be blessed with V'yitin. He'll give you and he'll give you again. Meaning, if you become nouveau riche, all of a sudden you get this great wealth, you get to your head. You want to get things in a gradual way that'll be healthy for you. Number three. It mentions tal. And the Medrash says, the giving is related to tal. But what's tal? Tal is dew. The dew that falls from the sky, the moisture that falls in the morning. And the Gemara says, Lo Ma'atzri. Tal doesn't stop. There's always Tal. You don't have to pray for it. There's just always dew every morning. Sometimes the dew point is higher, the dew point is lower, but it's always there. So we hope that our blessings will be like Tal. They'll keep coming. And that's the other idea, that we have to give in a way that keeps giving. That we don't say, you know, I washed the dishes yesterday. Why do I have to wash them again today? When you're dealing with your family members, you give, and then you give again. There's another medrash that says, V'itelecha, why does it say and? And why does it use the word of itain? Why not in a different language? So, medrash says, what was the last thing that Avraham did before the story, before he died? Well, Avraham and Kol Asher Lo LeYitzchak, that God gave everything he had, all his inheritance, he gave it to Yitzchak. He had other children, he gave them some matanot, he gave them gifts. But to Yitzchak, he gave everything he had. So Yitzchak says, look, my father gave me everything. I'm giving it to you. V'yiten lecha. I'm giving you that same language of matanah, of gift. I'm giving it to you. In other words, we can only give what we have. We give from what we gotta give the stuff that you have. And we have to recognize that we're blessed with things from our parents. And it's the good stuff, the feeling that our parents give of self-worth, that's what we're able to give and to share with our children, with those who come after us, with others. We can pass down all the good stuff that we got from others. So, V'yiten lecha, God should give you, Yitzchak said to Yaakov. It means that you should give of himself, of yourself, God gave of himself. Should give it gradually, give it and give it again. Should give it constantly, we should give again, be ready to give again. There's never enough giving and kindness. And we should give of that which we've been endowed with. We were blessed by our parents, by those who influence us with different good qualities, with different gifts. And those are the things we need to pass on to our next generation. Finally, the Ksav Sofer says that what does the Medrash mean? It says, V'yiten lecha kofshin, that he should give you kofshin, what is it? Kovesh, conquest. So some say it means that when you and Jacob and his children are going to conquer the land of Israel, they should be successful in their conquest. Ksav Sofer says, no. It has to do with Ezehu Gibora Kovesh Yitzro. Who is a really brave person? Someone who is able to conquer their own inclinations. God should give us. And we shouldn't get carried away with our blessings, but we should be kovesh as Yitzro. I thank God I've been blessed with a lot of things. I shouldn't get carried away. I shouldn't be haughty about it. I shouldn't use it as a stumbling block to fall into the trap of materialism, but rather that I should overcome. I should be able to fight and overcome any challenges that the gifts give us. So finally, we ask God that even as he gives us gifts, let us not stumble with the gifts. Let's use the gifts to recognize and find godliness within every gift. Thank you for joining us here today at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lemeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thanks for joining us each time. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.